This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Oh man, we were close. We got the closest thing to madness that we've seen.
Madness.
A shot, two threes at the buzzer. That Vanderbilt loses to St. Mary's. If you had them in your bracket, sorry. I'm certain I did. Vanderbilt loses to St. Mary's, 59-56. Had it close. You got the call. Let me hear the call.
I do.
Let me hear the call. Who was on this? All right, let me hear it.
1 second, and it is over. The St. Mary's Gales survive, and they are moving on here in Cleveland. McLaughlin hitting the offensive glass, had a shot, but Vanderbilt misfires, and their season comes to an end.
Yeah, little Spiro?
Yeah.
Spiro, there you go.
Great pipes.
It was. Hey, man, them dudes... That's four games they got to call in this day.
Kevin Harlan putting in that work.
Boy, I'd be shot. I'm trying to, like, especially me, many of you love to remind me of it, especially here of late.
Man, woman, or child.
I've been rolling in and out of colds. Man, I wouldn't make it through the second session. That, like, I would be on the, I mean, you know it. Tyler, you know how much I may go through two throat coats a show at times here. I would be shot if I was out. Hey, all right, college first two. And all right, then we get lunch or dinner here. Come back for the 6 o'clock session. Somebody, all right, here we go. Got two more games. Nah, man, I ain't got that in me, Jack. I'd be by that final game.
Need some honey and tea, man.
Let's go. I'd be shot, boy. And they do it. They do it every year, boy. Knock it out.
It's wild. I don't think I've ever done more than back to back. I couldn't do four. And for Harlan, he does.
Oh, you're right. You have to. You done play by play? You've done some.
Yeah.
Look at this guy.
A lot of it. But for Kevin Harlan.
Sorry, a lot of it, Tyler.
Yeah. Too much. For Kevin Harlan though, like even over the course of a regular season, where he'll do football on Sunday, football on Monday, basketball on Tuesday. You know, basketball. It's crazy. Just. When you factor in the travel and all the prep as well, that guy's an animal.
He's bare-chested.
Yeah, he is bare-chested. Yeah, but no, man, congratulations. Our first, closest thing to our first one. I thought one of them was going down. I did. I thought he was about to get a moment.
I saw you in there, throw your hands up.
I was ready. Then I thought to myself, oh, 99 pulling up. That's probably ain't it. J.J. Watt pulling up the three. That probably ain't it right there. Right there. All right. I said this, and I see some people jumping in on here on the text line. Do you, at this point, they've made a lot of moves, some switches, and obviously they're not done, but do you get the sense that the Texans are closer to winning a championship than they were when the season ended in Kansas City? Do you get the sense that they are closer Ocho said right now, no, because their receivers are ass after Nico. I disagree. I don't think Christian Kirk's ass. But, all right. But whatever. Where are you? Where do you sense? Do you get the sense that they are closer to winning a championship than they were in Kansas City when the season ended?
To answer that question, I would say no. I put them at the same level.
And they say no!
In terms of winning a championship. I'd put them at the same ceiling. I could see, really, for the third straight year, the same type of season playing out, where you win double-digit games, you win the division, you win a playoff game. But that's about it for this roster as I see it right now. I don't see them being a top two team in the AFC to get to the championship or to go win the AFC. Now, of course, there's still more work to be done this offseason, but we're asking for right here today, and I'd put them probably on the same level as that squad from last year. I like what they've done this offseason, but has it elevated them from what we saw last year to a Super Bowl team or a top two team in the AFC? Passing, you know, somebody like the Bills and or the Ravens? I don't think so. I don't see that yet.
Not yet. Yeah, they do feel like they're in a range of, I think they're clearly the best team in their division.
Mm-hmm.
I think they should dominate their division and win their division. Hell, I would sit here and say I don't think anybody in the division up to this point has done anything to even close the gap. Even with all of the movement that has been made, I don't like the Colts or the Jags. I don't think they have done, and obviously the Titans are, they've got the number one pick. I don't think they have done anything.
Duval.
Especially with that fella, done anything to close the gap with him. So I don't think that is the case. But I don't necessarily think that they have done anything to close the gap to Kansas City, Baltimore, and Buffalo. I'll be honest with you. I think that maybe the gap between them and the Chargers are tighter. Like, you know, adding, you know, Najee and kind of securing their line and doing some things. I think it's maybe closer, like that is closer than getting closer to the top. Now, as you've said, they could have a big draft that could add to that. Maybe there's still another move out there. Maybe there's another receiver out there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe they look at guys like Diggs or Cooper or something like that. I'd rather love in the draft, but they may have put themselves in a position where they might have to go interior O-line in the draft, and that means maybe another free agent on the outside at receiver. But at this moment, I think there's got to be more work done to get out of the level of the Chargers, and maybe I think they're above Denver, but out of the mm-hmm. that Chargers level. To get up to the, like, yeah, we can go host a playoff game, whatever, and then go take on the Ravens, the Chiefs, or the Bills to move on to the next level. I think they still have some things to do to close that gap.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah,
and that's why I would have liked to have seen some of those big swings, at least in the offensive line, to try to close that gap and be able to compete with those other teams. Now, again, look, they should know more than we know, and maybe how they see things on that offensive line of putting this guy here, and having this unit gel and new offensive line coach, new system of the offensive coordinator, maybe things will work out a lot better this year than the last couple of years, and that could be all the difference. Or the new play caller could be all the difference. We don't know. But it goes back to what you were saying earlier this afternoon about the whole idea of, you know, just kind of hoping things work out instead of having a higher expectation because you're bringing in some sort of big name or some guy with that great proven track record on the offensive line or even the play caller. So I do feel better about this team compared to when the season ended last year. I do like the offseason. I do think they've improved this offseason, but not enough where I'm suddenly putting them on the same level or passing them or having them pass teams like the Bills, Ravens, Chiefs in the AFC, and that's obviously who stands in their way of taking that next step in that conference.
Text line coming through, show is crazy. The defense who won most of the games got better.
Hold on, so
there is no gap opening. The Chiefs got worse. I mean, that's... That's one's opinion, I guess.
Even so, to me, that's always as long as Mahomes, Reed is there. I don't care. I don't even care what happens in the offseason. The roster has gotten worse over the years. They're still going to Super Bowls. So the Chiefs' offseason is always kind of irrelevant to me.
Well, I mean, they got much better at corner with getting Christian Fulton, and now they can move Trent McDuffie to his natural spot in the slot, which was a big deal for them. They do lose Justin Reed. That's a big deal. But they're better at left tackle right now. They gave up their all-pro guard, but they're better at left tackle, which was their big issue there and those are things. They kept a lot of their guys. They kept Trey Smith. They kept Nick Bolton. They kept some guys. I don't think the Texans have closed enough gap.
No.
And the Texans defense has a chance to be really, really good. I love the addition of Gardner Johnson. I do. But, I mean, if you think they've... All right, let's say they close it with the Chiefs. You think they've closed it with Buffalo?
No,
I don't. Who's added Joey Bosa and added somebody else at receiver. Have they closed it with Baltimore? They've got it with Baltimore? I don't know. Maybe you do. That's fine. Offensively, as I said, I like Kirk more than most. I like Gardner Johnson. But I don't know that those moves have gotten them closer, especially still. I think there's still some up-in-the-air things in the offensive line that has to be determined. So I don't know about that. Rob, did Ron just say he takes throat coats? Yes, it's a like a tea.
Don't be nasty, friend.
There's no reason.
Come on, man, grow up.
I mean, yeah, grow up here now. 40 years old, guys.
Do you use that regularly, like as voice maintenance throughout the week, or just if you're doing excessive talking?
Really, when it gets excessive, it got really bad in certain places. Like I got it in my backpack and I got it in my little area here, so I'm ready to dump one in when I need to have one. But no, just I was being so damn nasty. Look right there. Look at Cooper Flagg. Got him a commercial. Look at that boy. Look at Cooper Flagg. Got a commercial. I'm telling you,
attaboy.
They need to just go ahead and wrap that American flag around him so he could just be Cooper, the American.
By the flag. Way, American. Okay, I got you.
The American.
Took me a moment.
I didn't get that at first. Yeah, I'm with you now.
Yeah, Cooper, the American.
That's actually not bad.
Put that thing, tie it around his neck. Telling you, man.
It's pretty good, actually. Sounds like a wrestler.
Right there. He'd come out there, maybe not with Hulk Hogan's music, because that's a little dicey right now, but some other... Actually, you know what, man? You don't have control of I don't want to be an American.
Yeah, Rick Derringer.
Yeah, do that. Yeah, it's Dick Derringer. Yeah, come on out. Do that. Do your thing, man. Do your thing, man. I'm telling you right there, Cooper.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow the Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The American flag.
It's not bad.
There, man, it's good. 5 o'clock fire. The Rockets, hey, they're back at it tonight, and I'm concerned. I am greatly concerned about tonight's ball game. They do get Amen Thompson back. I'll explain that on the other side. Maybe greatly concerned's a little strong. But we'll get you up on March Madness. And the Texans, if you haven't heard, added a new member to that offensive line room. They will not stop until they fix this thing their way. That's all coming up next right here live on the drive.